Even though he only had one tattoo, I yearned for him to fill those lonely minutes between the circle and Dr. Phil. Poking out from under his flanny, I could just make out his Collingwood shirt. Ah, it's dull day, and I knew my chicken feed Snuggie would be hanging off the lampshade tonight. As I stood in line at Centrelink, thinking of reasons why I couldn't work, his sweet aroma filled my senses, a mixture of Winnie Blues, BO and Rexona Sport. Yes, it was Wayne, and I had to have him. He was the father of my second kid, after all. Our eyes met, and he was soon lifting me onto the bonnet of his tricked-out V8 Commodore with tinted windows and impressive rear spoiler. His staffy was locked inside, with the windows down a crack so he wouldn't die. There was a homeless guy watching, but it just added to the mystery. When he pulled out his goon bag and a packet of Twisties from his glove box, I knew it was love, and my life would never be the same.